It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, June 12, 2017. Today is the birthday of German-born American civil engineer John Augustus Roebling, born in 1806. He is best known for designing and building wire rope suspension bridges, in particular the Brooklyn Bridge, which has been designated as a National Historic Landmark. Recognizing his intelligence when he was very young, Roebling's mother arranged for him to be tutored in mathematics and science. In 1824, he passed his surveyor's examination and then studied architecture and engineering, as well as bridge construction and hydraulics. He also had an aptitude for languages and an interest in natural philosophy. Many years later, he worked on a 1,000-page treatise about his own concepts of the universe. On May 22, 1831, Roebling and his brother Karl left Prussia for the United States, arriving here at an interesting time. The nation was in the later stages of an economic boom which ended in the financial panic of 1837. His attempts at farming were not satisfactory, and he turned to his training in engineering. His first engineering work in America was devoted to improving river navigation and canal building. He spent 3 years surveying for railway lines across the Allegheny Mountains from Harrisburg to Pittsburgh for the state of Pennsylvania. He began producing wire rope in 1841. At that time, canal boats from Philadelphia were transported over the Allegheny Mountains on railroad cars to reach waterways on the other side so the boats could continue on to Pittsburgh. The railroad cars were pulled up and down the inclines by a long loop of thick hemp rope. These ropes were expensive and had to be replaced frequently. Roebling then remembered an article he had read about ropes made of wire, and the stuff of bridge-building history soon followed. One of his most ambitious ventures, starting in 1851, was a railroad bridge connecting the New York Central and Great Western Railway of Canada over the Niagara River, which would take 4 years to complete. The bridge, with a clear span of 825 feet, was supported by 4 10-inch wire cables and had 2 levels, one for vehicles and one for trains. The American Civil War brought a temporary halt to Roebling's work. However, in 1863, building resumed on a bridge over the Ohio River at Cincinnati, which he had started in 1856 and halted due to financing. The bridge was finished in 1867. The Cincinnati-Covington Bridge, later named the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge, was the world's longest such bridge at the time it was finished. In 1867, he started design work on what is now called the Brooklyn Bridge, spanning the East River in New York. On June 28, 1869, at Fulton Ferry, while he was standing at the edge of a dock working on fixing the location where the bridge would be built, his foot was crushed by an arriving ferry. His condition quickly deteriorated, and he died of tetanus on July 22, 1869. Roebling is buried in the Riverview Cemetery in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 12, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.